I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Coming to you live from Mako, where you can get your car or truck or motorcycle painted at a discount price. Remember, M-A-A-C-O, two A's, and it's not a sponsor of Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
Are you getting money on the side that I don't know about, Brandon?
No, I'm not getting money on the side. But if I were, I would love to get it from Mako, the car painter of Southern California. Is Mako a place beyond Southern California? I wonder.
I don't know. You keep saying Mako, which I recall the brand, but I keep thinking of Amco, double A,
MCO. Yeah.
Also not a sponsor.
Yeah, Mako, auto body shop.
If you guys want to work with us throughout the season, just hit us up. You know,
well,
let us know.
So with tens of millions of cars serviced, Mako is the number one body shop in North America, not California, to help turn your car into the car you drive, back into the car you love. So, Mako.
Well, welcome to the Rick and Morty Season 8 preseason primer. My name is Travis.
I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for joining us. Travis, where can people find us?
Hiding under rocks and bridges.
Under freshly coated, glossy, or even maybe matte car paint.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can still find us on X at Rick and Morty Pod. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Rick and Morty Podcast. Instagram is Rick and Morty Podcast. And our email, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us all season long over on Blue Sky, rickandmortypod.bsky.social. Are you ready to start like moderating the subreddits all season long with show discussions and all the stuff that you have to do?
Oh, geez, man. Yeah, we're recording this on Monday night. This coming Sunday is the premiere of season 8 of Rick and Morty. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm like, oh, shit, I need to remember how to do all that stuff. Because I basically take a hiatus from the subreddit. In between seasons.
You need to go check all your automations that support the official Rick and Morty subreddit, rickandmorty.reddit.com. you can also find us over on our subreddit, rickandmortypodcast.reddit.com. We have a website, rickandmortypod.com. Yeah. If you want video versions of the podcast, you can go over to our YouTube, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. Apathetic Enthusiasm is the spot to find all of our podcasts, whether it's Rick and Morty related or any of the other podcasts that we do. And then if you want to support our podcast, you can go to patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm, throw a few dollars in the tip jar, and support all of the shows that we make. I think there's a tip jar. Maybe not. It's Patreon. You guys know how it works. It's 2025. I don't have to explain it to you.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about our websites and the last time I updated any of our plugins. So,
Yeah,
go there.
Lazy hosts. We should hire people.
We really
would have to make money to hire people.
We really, really should.
Mako, yeah. Hit us up.
if Mako was like, hey, we love Rick and Morty and we will paint your car some Rick and Morty theme, You know what? I would say no. Because I don't want to drive around in a Rick and Morty car and they're like, "Hey, that's the guy. That's the guy with the Rick and Morty car."
Yeah, I don't like putting like bumper stickers on my car just because it makes it like unique and identifiable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've got the CarMax. I bought my car from CarMax and I scraped off the Max. And so it just says car on the back of my car.
Car. Just because you like to label your possessions. Yeah. You don't want to get them mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so
wait.
This is my car. It says car on it so that I know it's mine.
I don't. If I bought that from Truck Max, it would say truck on the back.
Truck Max, hit us up for sponsoring deals. All right. So as we mentioned earlier, season 8 is right around the corner. We are going to talk a little bit about that over in the main thing. But before we do, let's get into something we like to call semi-pertinent news.
Semi-pertinent news.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah.
Brandon, last week when we recorded our episode, we were a few days late.
Yeah.
We had some scheduling conflicts. Some things came up.
Certainly.
And we recorded on a Wednesday,
certainly.
I believe.
Certainly.
We have a tradition with this podcast where almost every time we release an episode, our friends, our close personal friends over at Adult Swim decide to release new content within 24 hours of an episode release. So we got a late start, didn't record on Monday, didn't release the episode on Tuesday, recorded on Wednesday, episode was out on Thursday, and wouldn't you know it, hours later,
with
season 8...
Without fail, trailer. Without fail, it can't be just because of us, but it's hard not to like somewhere in the primal instinct of us, like, why do they keep doing that to us? We'll record Sunday nights. News will come out Monday morning. We'll record Monday nights. News will come out Tuesday morning. We'll record Tuesday nights, Wednesday morning. That's what happened this week. We record Wednesday night, news Thursday morning.
That's right. I mean, not huge news, but it is exciting as we get closer and closer to the start of season 8 to get the second official trailer from Adult Swim. This one giving us a few additional details from episodes, some more clips. As we will discuss later in this episode, we kind of know what's going on in a lot of these clips now. Great to see some new shots, some new things we didn't see, some giant headed Jerry and Summer, like their heads inflating. A lot of clips of like this tank like vehicle being driven around. So I don't know, just a lot more hype for season 8. I don't know. What'd you think of the new trailer?
I mean, a lot of good clips. I am excited to see how many of those clips are in the screeners that we received. I'm excited about it. It lends to the hype of what is happening this weekend on Sunday night, the season 8 premiere. So yeah.
If you have not seen the trailer, it's available out on YouTube. Link will be in the show notes for this episode. Go check out the new trailer and let us know what you think. Let us know if you have any predictions or things that you're seeing.
But you gotta get those predictions out really quickly, because if you don't,
very fast.
If you don't, the episode will be out and then you'll be like, we're not gonna count them anymore because
we probably won't talk about it for a couple weeks. No particular reason why.
I'm gonna change my shirt between this episode and the next episode just so you think that it's a completely different episode.
Absolutely. I literally record in my walk-in closet, so there are shirts within 4 feet of me that I can just reach over.
I'll just put a hat on in between this one. Travis,
the perfect disguise, the Marvel disguise. You can put on a hat and sunglasses and no one will recognize you.
Before we get into the main thing, there's something we call the Dan Harmon Social Media Minute.
Dan Harmon's on Blue Sky. It's like he tweets again, but it's not on Twitter. It's the Dan Harmon social media minute. Okay, so
short and sweet.
Short sweet. So this is a post by Dan Harmon on Blue Sky. It is a quote tweet. It is where in response to a news post. And this was an interview where President Donald Trump was talking about groceries, and he was saying that the word groceries is like a weird word, and it's kind of an old-fashioned word. It's not a word people use a lot anymore because it's so old-fashioned. So Dan says in his post, best guesses on what young people call groceries now. And here are his list of possible options. Skibbity edibles, okay. Elite stomach wares, and that's written in leet speak with like threes instead of e's. Prenoms, chew bait, bespoke mouthery, nutrish.
Oh, yeah.
Poo print toner. Taste punk. Bite bait. Hunger vax. Lifework batteries. Blue pill. Cumstock. Red pill. Self upvotes. Snail energy. And literal snacks. You tell us. Let us know what you guys think the kids are calling groceries now. That is a social post from Dan Harmon.
Yeah,
Dan Harmon.
You know, social media. You know what I'll say about that, Travis, is the leet speak one. You know, that just goes to show how old and out of touch Dan Harmon is. That leet speak is like our generation. Yeah. And I know Dan Harmon is at least like six generations above us removed. You know,
absolutely. Old man yelling at the clouds or something.
Yeah. Yeah. The Abraham Simpson. Anyways. Yeah. No, that's cool. I think all of them are pretty solid. If you were to come up with like something the kids would call groceries now, what would you call it?
You really put me on the spot. I wasn't prepared for this. They'd probably call it, trying to think of what my kids say.
Hmm. I would say chew toys.
Okay. I was gonna go with like slay nosh or something. I don't know. Probably wouldn't say that.
Our kids, here's the thing with the generations now, right? If my dad said dude or bro early on, I'd be like, come on, Dad. But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, that's cringe, right?
So cringe.
But now, lingo changes so consistently and so often that like by the time you and I hear it as over 40-year-old men,
yeah,
it's already gone. Like they don't want to hear it at all. Yeah. So
baddie, slay, 6'7".
Yeah. So it's done. So I don't think anything that we said would be something that our kids say.
Probably not. They would have had a different word for it.
Yeah.
Already. And we wouldn't be allowed to know.
I want to go to the store and get some hula hoop, Dad. Like it's got to circle back.
Get a job, son.
Anyways, okay, we're done.
Anyway, that's it for semi-pertinent news. If you see a semi-pertinent news story, send it our way, and we can talk about it.
I want to talk more about this food thing.
Let's talk about food. Let's not talk about episodes. When we come back over in the main thing, we'll be doing our preseason review. Yes, we've seen episodes, and we are going to talk about them. So stick around, and we will be right back.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today. I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. It is now time for us to talk about the reason you all listen to this podcast. We're going to talk about some Rick and Morty in a segment we love to call The Main Thing.
Can you do it? I think I can do it. Talking about The Main Thing.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it. Let's do it. I think we can do it.
I might die in this episode.
The reason,
if not this one, the next one.
For our video listeners, the reason I started singing about the can do it is because I got this like random patch from the Just Like Heaven Festival at the Rose Bowl a couple weekends ago. And I was like,
let me pick that up for you. You just dropped that.
I looked down and I saw this patch. I was like, oh, can do spirit. And it's a can. And I could put it on a patch. You know, I think this is important. Okay, let's get into the actual business, which is season eight.
Season eight, it's here. I mean, if you're listening to this, there is not another episode of this podcast that there is to listen to without new episodes of Rick and Morty ready for your eye holes. Season eight is premiering on the 25th, Sunday night on Adult Swim. We are super excited for it, and we have come a long way as meager, mild-mannered podcasters, whereas we now are in the loop when it comes to screeners and early access to some of these episodes. We have crossed our T's and dotted our I's. We have made all of the agreements necessary to not share any spoilers or anything from the episodes that we have the privilege to watch. But it's really cool for us to be able to watch some of these episodes ahead of time and just give our thoughts on what is in store for season eight and maybe share with you Unity, just what we think about the season to come. So I don't know, Brandon, you've had access to four episodes now for several weeks. How many episodes did you watch?
Oh, I mean, I've watched at least 10 of them.
You've had access to four episodes.
Yeah.
Watched 10 of them.
Yeah, well, because I rewrote some of the episodes and I reanimated. No, I've only watched one of the four episodes so far. There's something about it's weird. Like, so excited about having the screeners and so. Yeah. Like the anticipation of it, there's part of it that I'm like, I don't want to get too far ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Because I don't not that it's like a spoiler thing, right? Because we have access to it, but I want to be able to talk to somebody about it. And even talking to you about it, like we still can't actually have the episode out for a couple weeks, right?
You're right. Yeah, I do find that interesting. I have people at work who know that I do this podcast and they come up to me and they're, hey, new season's coming out. You excited about it? What do you think some of the episodes will be about? And I'm like, well, I've watched three of them.
Let me tell you. I can't tell you.
We can't talk about it. but no, I mean, there are things we can talk about. I fully respect the fact that you've only gotten to watch one of the episodes for whatever reason, right? Whether you're busy or there's, you know, that desire to kind of keep pace with the season as it progresses. I wanted to, it was weird to watch all four of the episodes that we have access to. And just for the listeners, so that you know, we had access to episodes 1, 3, 4, and 5. So not episode 2 and nothing from the second half of the season. But yeah, I watched these episodes because I wanted to kind of get a sense for what this season was going to feel like. And so that we could kind of share with our listeners, just sort of like what the vibes are, right? We're doing a vibe check for season 8. We gotta know, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? And really for me, I feel like looking back on season 7, there was a lot going on with Rick Prime and this hunt for Diane's killer and all these things, right? This overarching story. But I think we talked a little bit about how, like, Rick and Morty at its core early on was really about these adventure episodes. It was about Rick and Morty going out, exploring some weird planet, going on adventures together. And I feel like some of the episodes that we've gotten to watch are really kind of back to those basics, a return mm-hmm. to form to some of those, like, 22-minute adventures. Let's go come up with a crazy concept. Throw Rick and Morty into the middle of it, see how they respond. Some of those really felt like immediate, like instant classics, right? Like this is going to be an episode that people are talking about. The jokes land, the subtext throughout is interesting, but I am concerned now that we're 8 seasons into the show. Are fans going to kind of get bored with that model, right? Like, are they going to be excited to see these types of things, or are they really only going to be focused on these connected stories? And I don't know. Like, I think a lot of these stories stand on their own. I think some of the premises are really clever, and some of the characters and environments that they create are hilarious. So I think they're good, but I don't know. I mean, the Rick and Morty fan base is always kind of all over the place. So
yeah. I think of Numericons, which is an episode. I'm sorry, dear listener, if you're not a fan of that episode. I love that episode because it is different. They took a risk with it, and I love it so much. But it is like it. People don't like that episode. I think they might like it less than Sperm where Naruto came out.
Naruto, right? Yeah.
So, you know, like I when there's standalone episodes, I know, like, you know, some of the narrative through previous seasons is like, we're going to get to nice adventures, Morty. We're just going to go back to classic. You know, that's something I wanted to see. But I don't know if all the fans are really anxious for that. Like, they say they want it, but is that something they actually want? So again, I've only seen the premiere episode. It skips an episode, then 3, 4, and 5. Is that kind of like the theme for those 4 episodes? Is kind of this episodic? Well, not episodic. Like bottle episode type of.
Yeah, I think that the good folks over at Adult Swim are pretty specific with what screeners they give to us.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so specific about what screeners they don't let us see in
curating, advance, right? If you will.
Yes. Yeah. Now that we've had access to these for a couple of seasons now, I definitely notice some big episodes with maybe some of that connective tissue, some of that backstory and the canon episodes don't always get released in screeners. So this is pure speculation, but the fact that we didn't see episode 2 could mean they're still working on it, could mean that they're still, you know, hammering out some final touches, but it could also mean that that is one of those episodes that is going to be very plot driven or connected to origin stories or anything else going on. And so they're keeping that close hold so that that information doesn't get out, because mm-hmm. as much as we send our email responses saying we won't spoil anything and we won't share these screeners with other people, like, a lot of people have access to screeners and not everybody is as close hold with them. So yeah. So I think that for all the episodes that we have seen, that I've seen, they are pretty standalone. There are some like jokes throughout that are like mentioned that then have payoff later on in the season. So that's something that I love to see, where they kind of leave the breadcrumbs,
yeah,
and then give a payoff later on.
The in season long joke, the long gag, kind of payoff. That's cool.
We've seen in many of the trailers and the glimpses of other episodes, Jerry being excited for Easter and the Easter holiday. One of those episodes is one that we have access to that we got to see. That episode is crazy. It, like, the stuff that goes on, like some of the meta jokes and things, and the references to pop culture, just, they crack me up. I think it's a really solid episode.
Cracked you up because it's an egg thing.
I think that's a really good episode. There's different story structures in some of these episodes, which I think fans are really going to enjoy. So I'm excited for, just based on this small sample size of a third of the season, I guess, almost half. Yeah, that I'm excited for what's to come, and I'm really excited for viewers to get to start seeing these episodes and share their thoughts.
Again, I only watched the first episode. You've watched the first episode. I made sure I watched it again. What are your thoughts about the premiere?
Yeah, so when I first watched this episode, I was probably smiling the entire time. Like, the premise of it immediately started cracking me up. There are so many, like, the attention to detail in this episode is really fantastic. The puns, the integration to themes throughout the episode, whether it's like in the costumes, in the backgrounds, like there's so much to see, and on repeat viewings, you get more and more as you watch it. I really love this episode. I thought it was really solid, and yeah, like, I think it's a great way to start off the season. I think fans are really going to be excited for the rest of the season after they get to watch this episode.
Yeah, yeah. What I love about the episode, and we're not going into the spoiler territory, although we could, because the embargo's over.
Well, we can give a review. We still can't include
certain spoilers. We can't give.
Sure.
But what I love about it is the focus on the two characters, Morty and Summer. Like, the attention to detail it gives for them within this episode, it's so good. And we'll talk about it on our review, but yeah, I think it is a standalone episode. It's kind of a bottle episode, but it still gives us everything that we want from Rick and Morty. It kind of evolves some of the earlier concepts that we've seen in the series in a unique kind of way, kind of expands on some of the ideas that we've seen in some episodes, and what the ramifications are to expand upon that. So again, I won't get too deep in it. What's interesting to me is So one of the things that Adult Swim does, I don't know why, we haven't actually talked to any like creatives or directors or writers about why they do this, but Adult Swim kind of shifts around some of these episodes. Whereas like, you know, episode one might've been episode six before they're like, you know, actually let's move this one back because thematically it makes more sense here, or like we want to. One of the things is the premiere, which is very, very solid. We loved it, was actually a later episode in the season, but they moved it to be the premiere. I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too. And I wonder, again, just speculating, is that as they're going through, I mean, they've planned out these episodes in advance. They're all at different stages of production, and as they're reviewing them, as they're watching back the episodes, I suspect that they're like, wow, this episode is really solid. We thought this was more of a middle of the season type premise, but as things come together, as those jokes are paying off, as the, you know, the backgrounds and all of the different elements come together, they're like, oh no, this, let's move this further forward. Let's get this up here.
Yeah,
maybe there's episodes that we're missing that, like, in context, there's a little bit of like, well, this makes sense before, or this, you know, but really you want to start strong. You want to, if you have maybe not your best episode as the premiere, you might have fans that come back. All right, let's check out how season eight is. And if they're not excited about it, they may not stick around for the rest of the season. I think this was an episode that I was excited to watch. I was excited to rewatch it. And I think it's a really solid start to season eight. So I'm excited for everybody to get to see it.
Yeah. I think about the rearranging of episodes, the crafting of a good album. Like there are so many good songs on any given, like your favorite albums. Why did they put those songs in that order that you're like, yes, I'm going to open up with, Breathe. And then it's going to be Breathe or Prease after Time. Like, why would you do that? Why does it make sense that you do that? The craftsmanship of that and the creative mind of that is interesting to me. I'll say it again. Interesting. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm excited.
We're excited. I was going to ask initially what your favorite episode was from the ones that we've gotten to see. So far, the premiere is Brandon's favorite episode. Summer of All Fears. Summer of All Fears is the first episode that fans will get to watch this upcoming weekend. For me, The Last Temptation of Jerry is one of my favorites that I've gotten to watch. There's just a lot of it's a funny episode. It's pretty good. we'll see what our favorites are by the end of season eight. But I don't know, any overall other thoughts or expectations for season eight or things that you're hoping for, things that you haven't seen yet, or.
I'm going to quote my good friend Travis when I say that the premiere, you didn't even notice that the voices were different. Like the Ian and Harry, they are so good.
They're fantastic. They really are great. I don't even think about new voices, or like at all with these episodes. I really don't. And I guess maybe if I went and pulled up an early episode of Rick and Morty and then immediately tried to watch that with, you know, a new episode, I might notice some differences. But to me, these characters are these characters. I think the writing is still really solid. The way Harry and Ian portray these characters is great. That is not something I think about when I'm watching these episodes at all.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's important to bring it up, because it is so, it's it's not obvious. And because it's not obvious, you can kind of gloss over it. But there's so, that is how you know it's good. Is yeah. You're like, yeah. Because Harry, Ian, if you sucked, we'd be like, wait a minute.
These guys are trash.
You're too much of a baritone.
Yeah. We would send them DMs.
Yeah.
Criticizing their performance. But we're not doing that.
We won't do it. And sorry if
we want them to keep writing us back. So overall, excited for everyone to check out season 8. Excited to go on this journey with everybody else. Mm-hmm. We will have our review of the premiere up very shortly after the episode comes out. So we're excited to discuss these episodes with you. Please, if you're not already following or connected with us on any of those social media platforms or over on the subreddit, please let us know your thoughts. We love including this community's thoughts on episodes in our reviews. So looking forward to that, and just looking forward to, 10 solid episodes of Rick and Morty coming up.
That's right. Now, Travis, we do have a couple of listener suggestions and short outs.
Yes, we do.
Got to get him knocked out this week, even though, look, we may be wearing different clothes for the next episode, but it is the same night that we're recording this. Yes. So we'll get your short outs knocked out here and then try to catch up later. But so a couple that we have. First of all, Dylan, we responded back to him last week. I shot him a note this morning about where you can watch it in Europe on the 26th. He was saying, we don't have Max over here. It's usually on E4, which is a channel over here, but it's not going to be on there. Might have to find an alternative way of watching it.
Yo ho, yo ho.
But he does ask a follow-up question eventually and say, listened to our interview. Well, Ulja's interview with Mark Tatum, and said it made it seem like this is kind of return to form with loads of standalone episodes. Do you think this means that there isn't going to be any story focused episodes this time? Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. And even kind of despite the fact that I didn't see a lot of that in the screeners that we were given, I think that's intentional.
Yeah,
I think it leads me to believe that episode 2 of this season is probably going to be a canon episode, a story arc type episode. And I think even just like thinking back to conversations that we've had with executive producer Scott Martyr, mm-hmm. and some of the other creative team, like they're really looking to create that balance within a season where they can do standalone bottle type episodes where it's just a one-off adventure and still incorporate those connective stories, the jokes that land 3 episodes later, or bringing back characters that we haven't seen maybe in a season, in 2 uh-huh. seasons, and tie those things together. I think about we talked about it last week, the title sequence for this episode, right? And we're speculating which of these clips are going to be part of the show, which of these clips are just made up. And the stuff with Mr. Nimbus, I think we both assumed was going to be part of the show. Yeah, that could be huge. Like, why are Rick and Mr. Nimbus connected? Why are they mortal enemies? Why were they standing in their underwear, kissing each other, looking out at the sea? So, that could be an episode right there. So, yeah, like I think we're going to get more story episodes. We just have to wait and see for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just from a logic standpoint for me, I think of Sherlock Holmes. I think of jigsaw puzzles. You know, if there's a piece missing between the border and this other piece that I know exists, I'm like, damn it. There's something there. There's something there that yeah. you end up in together. So there's going to be story episodes. We know there are going to be story episodes. The serialized narrative is not done. But they also want to have fun as it's been reviewed, renewed for season 11 and season 12. So, we know there needs to be more. It can't just be bottle episodes all the time. Okay. So Travis, we got another short out, from Jimmy Ace Actor 17, over on Instagram. Yes. And they write, "I really enjoyed your review on the Rick and Morty Portal People April Fool's Day special. I actually played Morty in the Vat of Acid segment. It was so fun to be a part of. Thanks for watching it." And, commented like, "That's so awesome. You got to be part of that. You got to be a part of Rick and Morty history." And they said, "Thank you, brother. It's a deep honor. It hasn't quite set in yet. Thanks for watching. I enjoy your content. Keep it up." Thank you. Yeah.
Shout out to Jimmy Ace.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's really awesome. It's really cool that sort of that full circle moment of us watching that special episode and then them hearing about us talking about mm-hmm. it. It's one of the things I love about this community and just how it can feel really small, and how, you know, those conversations between people that work on the show, people that are part of the show, I don't know, they appreciate our reviews too. Like, that's cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
We're just a couple of nerds sitting in our, sitting in our closets talking about cartoons. But no, great, great work. I still, for some reason, you know, when you type in a URL for a website and like Chrome will auto complete it for you. When I try to go to YouTube for several weeks, every time I would put in youtube.com and hit enter, it would default to that Portal People YouTube because I had had it open for so long because we were talking about it and using clips of it for an episode. So now I get to revisit it every time I want to go watch a YouTube video because it just keeps jumping back to it. But really cool stuff. Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah. I do have a short out, but we'll save that for the next episode.
Next
episode, which is the season 8 premiere, Summer of All Fears, which you will all have seen by the time this episode releases. We can't wait for you to watch it, to experience it with us, so we can talk to you about it and you can talk to us about it. So, Travis, you have all the social media stuff. Tell them where to go. Hit us up.
Yeah. Once again, hit us up on X at Rick Morty Pod, facebook.com/Rick Morty Podcast. Instagram's a great place to reach out to us, Rick and Morty Podcast. Or you can send us an email. We still get those. We still check the email from time to time, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. Blue Sky, rickandmortypod.bluesky.social. Hit us up on any of those. If you're new here, if you're watching on YouTube, like this video, subscribe so that you never miss. I think there's a bell. I think they say you hit a bell, you get notified when we post new content. Subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And then the biggest thing, if you're a podcast listener, rate, review, share it with somebody you know. And we can't wait to talk about every episode of season 8. Here it comes. This is it. We're doing it.
Here it is. Here it is. All right. 25 May. If you're in US.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you so much.
I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today. I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.